team. We can make the world a better place, one can at a time. Jump in.
Hi, this is Dee Dee Ingram, host of the Dee Dee Ingram Show, heard right here on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Join me and my co-host Alan Bond, Troy Washington, and the lovely Candace Jackson each and every Tuesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for some of the most interesting topics on radio, along with the best in urban contemporary music. Experience the show where laughter is the norm, not the exception. Don't miss the show. That's the Dee Dee Ingram Show.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Did you know that all of the above radio accepts donations? Log on to fbrn.us and head for the All of the Above bio page. You can donate via credit card or even PayPal. What's the greatest nation in the world? Donation. All of the Above Radio thanks you for your support.
Begins now.
I'm selfish, never did think about anyone but myself. I'm careless, never did.
From the Red Room of the Fishbowl Radio Studios in Arlington, Texas, overlooking Cowboys Stadium and Rangers Ballpark in Arlington, a man that believes that good talk and good music go together like cold pizza and warm soda. He likes his beers dark and his women light. He's never going to give you up. He's never going to let you down. He's never going to run around and desert you, unless you're into that. Fishbowl Radio and Hank Thorpe present All of the Above Radio.
Well, I've got good news and bad news to start the show today. Which would you like to hear first? Welcome to All of the Above Radio. It's part music, it's part talk, it's full escapism. Part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. You can find me on Facebook.com/AllOfTheAboveRadio. You can follow me on Twitter, @HankToldYouSo. Haven't checked the phones yet, but 214-717-4678 for those of you who are listening live on the Fishbowl Radio Network or from the TuneIn app. And of course, feel free to find All of the Above Radio on Pinterest. Yeah. I'm going to say it enough so that I have enough conviction so that I don't sound weird saying that. Search All of the Above Radio on Pinterest. Seriously. So like I said, I have good news and I have bad news. I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll just go ahead and focus on the good news. Yeah, maybe I'll just give you both. I don't know. Well, the good news first. Yesterday on my personal Facebook page, I put out the call. I was at 196 likes for our facebookpage.com/allofthebove radio. And I said, hey, I'd like 4 more likes. More would be good, but 4 would be nice. Please, somebody get me to 200. You guys came out in force. And a huge thank you goes to co-host Red Fox and contributor Kalima's Finest. Those are two people that actually took the extra mile and put out on their Facebook pages, hey, go like my friend's show. It's a good show. Very cool of them to do. Thanks also go out to people on my personal page that saw it, the likes of Charlotte's Web, a whole, actually, people that I haven't talked to in a couple of years that I'm friends with on Facebook. Those people, they also get thanks. And I want to say in just 24 hours or so, I think I've taken in another 25 likes, which, you know what? Totally cool with that. Any way that I can somewhat narcissistically spread the word of All of the Above Radio to you, I'm totally cool with that. And a huge bit of appreciation goes to everybody that feels the same. Whether you feel strongly about my show, or strongly about me. Hi, Hank, how you doing? Or if you feel strong about All of the Above, I'm totally okay with it. So thank you, everybody. Now, and once again, this is a curse I have. If something is good, I want to make it better. What about 250? How about 250 likes on Facebook? That doesn't feel so tough. But once again, I'm going to sit and enjoy this. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for raising up the Q rating of the Facebook page. I totally appreciate it. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. So long as the phone number works, we'll figure that out in a sec. We've got a good show for you, everybody. Stay there. And we're back. Welcome back to All of the Above Radio. part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. It's how you would get connected if the lines weren't being taken up right now. We just got ourselves a very full studio. We'll get to them in just a second. First and foremost, I have to clean up a little bit of business. This is something we were supposed to get to last week. Harden B, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So, ladies and gentlemen of the listening world, first of all, let's just go ahead and go around the room real quick. To my immediate right, she's making her debut in the studio. She didn't like her original code name. She has a new one. She is Jag. Hello, Jag. I'll give you the acronym in just a second. Over on the farthest side, she's been in before. She hasn't been in since probably July or so. Hello, Bad English.
Hello.
Okay, let's see if I can turn you up. I think we're better now. Okay, so Harden G, I'm bringing you in focus here because your opinion will probably be one of the strongest. Even though, Bad English, you were there. So I need to go back about a year. Bad English, do you remember my birthday celebration at Truck Yard last year?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so remember that. Get that microphone nice and close.
Can you hear me?
That's perfect.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So Jag, you weren't there because you were in the midst of studying law school and all of that.
I have no life.
Well, you have a life now.
No, she doesn't. No,
okay,
no.
Okay. Well, anyway. So last year, everybody, I had a little bit of a birthday celebration at the Truck Yard. And at the time, me and the band leader were still talking, and I invited her out there and hoped she would be out there, hoped that she would put on a good show for, you know, and meet all my friends and, you know, really put forth the effort to show that she really gave a crap about me. Harden B, what happened?
She didn't show. She was like, oh, I'm so tired. It's such a long drive. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's the short version. So within that next couple of weeks, obviously things didn't work out, and she proceeded to not go crazy, but she proceeded to go crazy on me and blame me for most everything. And, well, everything was my fault, and she disappeared, and that was it. And so, just a few short weeks ago, I'm looking at my phone, November 28th, I get a text message randomly, and this is from the woman that is known as the band leader. I'll skip ahead. Thought about you. I hope you're doing well, and I do miss you. Next, and this was about 45 minutes later. I know you may hate me. I really hope you don't. So, B.
She's drunk.
So, first of all, Bad English. That's a good call on that. So, B, do you think she was drunk when she sent that?
That's the only time I send messages like that.
Okay.
What time was it sent?
What time was it?
First one was 5:45. Second one was 6:30.
In the morning?
No, at night.
So she was day drunk.
I mean, didn't she say she was somewhere with her mother?
She was at one of the restaurants that is under my umbrella. I work at this location. She was at a different location.
Different location, but she was with someone, wasn't she?
She didn't say who she was with. She just said she was there, and the fact that she was there reminded me of her.
I've been drunk with my mother.
Me too.
Okay, well, yeah, at 5:00. I think that probably was a Saturday. She was probably already drinking.
The
way I know those drinks go, she might have very easily been drunk by 6:30.
That's fair. And it was Friday, so, I mean, either way, it's weekend drinking.
Yeah.
When 5:30 on Friday, it's really pretty much the same as 5:30 on Saturday. And so...
Yeah.
So before I say anything, B, I just wanted your opinion. In Bad English, feel free to chime in also, whoever would like to go first on this scenario.
Go ahead, Harden B.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you don't send a text message that says, I know you probably hate me, I hope you don't. There was no apology in there, there was no, I screwed up, there was no whatever. No, you don't. That's needy to send a text message like that saying, oh, I hope you don't hate me. Bull. Yes, of course you hate her. screwed you.
And so this is the part where I jump
not
in.
Not in a good way.
And thank you. And so I would like to make the listening world know there. Okay. After the third time, it was finally, you know, finally you learn from your mistakes. The fact of the matter is, I don't in any way want her back. She will be a good woman to somebody at some point. That is not the point. What my thought process was, and this is my issue, is as much as I have been a scorched earth person in the back, the last thing I wanted was when I saw that text message, I'm one of those people that's nice and lets people off the hook. And so a little part of me was just like, well, I feel the need to tell you I don't hate you, but B, you said it perfectly. There was no apology in there. So why would I give you the benefit of letting you off the hook and alleviating you of whatever stress you feel when you think about me if you're not going to apologize? That's not fair to me.
If she feels guilty and says and thinks that you probably hate her, your hatred is valid in that she screwed you over and you don't owe her anything and she didn't apologize. So what did I tell you when I saw that she sent that text message? You were like, oh, I think I'm going to respond. And I was like, you are not going to respond.
I think it was just a last-ditch effort to get off the naughty list.
Yeah, and you know, I have never, any time I thought I had a clue as to how she worked mentally, she went psycho on me, for lack of a better word. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would be willing to guess that, Bad English, you put it correctly, she's trying to atone or something to that effect, but she did not do it in the hat in hand way that garners genuine respect. And
yeah.
I feel bad saying that because goodness knows, in my 36 years, I know I have been a crappy person to women in my past and to some dudes in my past on a friend level. Thank you for asking. But what I do realize is you do need to come with a genuine, honest apology if you're going to seek quote unquote forgiveness or alleviation of bad memories or anything of the sort. Now, so B, I wanted to have you on because I knew you were going to have the strongest opinion on it because you were the person who was the most patient with her.
I tried so hard, and that night at your birthday party,
yep.
over a year ago,
yep.
You were like, yeah, she's supposed to show up. You have so many friends, you know, Barker's Beauty and AJ, they're like, nope. Bitch has to go. Like, no, I'm not giving her a benefit of the doubt, nothing. And I'm like, okay, but Hank likes this girl, and I'm trying so hard to keep my mind open. And, you know, okay, I'd love to meet her. I really want to meet her. I hope she shows up tonight.
Yep.
And he's texting her the whole time, and his mood gets grumpier as she keeps flaking on him and says, oh, I'm in Allen, it's so far away, it's such a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be with somebody, you drive your ass down to Lower Greenville or wherever we were, and you be with them on their freaking birthday.
There you go. And so... This is one of those moments where this is a quote-unquote teaching moment. Hopefully, from this moment on, not only will I be a better person taking experiences like that, but hopefully I'll also find somebody better that you guys will like and not have to give such benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
That's all I can hope. Hopefully Charlotte's Web so far is starting out in a better spot with everybody. Let's just go that route. Well, granted, I know.
Starting out great with me.
There you go. Hey, me too, which works out nice. So, B,
yeah.
B, thank you for calling in. We're going to step away. I totally appreciate it.
No, I want to know what you're going to do with that text message.
Oh.
Because, you know, you wanted to get this all out on the air before the end of the year. And so now that it's all out on the radio,
yes,
and in the public, what are you going to do with the text message?
Okay, Jag, I need you to narrate this, please. Or Bad English, either one of you. So, where's my finger right now?
It is right on top of the delete button.
Okay, ladies and ladies and gentlemen.
Ready.
And hold on. Okay, for dramatic effect. Delete. Select messages will be deleted. Okay.
And it's gone.
Good night, Moon.
Don't you love that it double asks you? It's like, are you sure you want to delete this? Yes. He's sure.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, listening world. Oh, and by the way, B, thank you so much for the gift you got me. That was very...
So welcome.
That was very cool and very clever. You gave me the gift of manliness. I got beef jerky and beer.
Yeah. I love it.
It was very cool. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Right. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And Merry Christmas.
To you, too.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
All right. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Harden B. We're going to go ahead and step away for just a little bit. We'll cover that and a whole bunch of other stuff very soon. Let's see here. Let's do this. And let's do this. Yeah, that sounds about right. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. This is All of the Above Radio. Stay there.
This portion of All of the Above Radio is brought to you by Alberto Valenzuela of Farmers Insurance. For a free, no-obligation auto, home, life, or commercial quote, call the Alberto Valenzuela Agency at 214-217-7685 or email us at avalenzuela2@farmersagent.com. And of course, se habla español.
Back in my day, we advertised like men. Get up on the rooftop and use what we call lung power.
Come and get it!
Nowadays, they got what's called the internet. It goes worldwide. And on this internet is what's called fishbowlradio.com, a network of over 100 personality-driven radio shows. Now that's a lot of lung power. Sounds like a good way to get the word out about your business. Call them, 817-633-4880, and jump in!
Tried to be perfect, but I'm not. In this line of work, that's how you got to be. So many details that we need to oversee. Climbing in and descending rapidly. Oh, the work, it's just so hard. I heard someone say, do or do not. There is no try.
And we're here. Welcome back to All of the Above Radio, part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. Hello, Bad English.
Hello.
Hello, Jag.
Hello.
So, we need to just continue on with this thought process real quick. So, not necessarily about the band leader, because that is gone. The messages have indeed been deleted. We can all confirm that. Sorry for the lack of dramatic moment. It was supposed to all happen in one fell swoop, but when you turn your phone horizontally and then vertically, like, different things happen. I still haven't figured that damn Samsung out. Whatever. So, I was telling you guys, like everybody out there listening knows, I write the show every week so that there is preparation for my co-host, preparation for me, and all of that. And so, I have a weird question for you guys. So, here's the setup. So, over the weekend, I'm at job number two, and I'm getting ready to leave. And I see, it's a girl sitting by herself, waiting on somebody else. And I'm recognizing her. I look at her, it's like, I know who that is. And so I said to my other bartender, I said, hey, get her name real quick when you go over and drop off the drink. She comes over, she says, oh, her name is blah, blah. I knew it. So this is probably 2 years ago at this point. Met this girl, took her out on a date. Kind of, we talked for maybe like just 1 or 2 weeks. Actually, we probably talked for 1 or 2 weeks before we went out, and then probably talked for another week or two after that. And it didn't work out, and that's fine, because statistically things tend to not work out, just a numbers game, I guess. But, and the way that it all ended, it wasn't, like, disrespectful. I'm not playing the victim card or anything, but I guess I was kind of annoyed with the way that it ended. So when I saw her on Saturday, the reason I didn't recognize her is because she had put on weight.
How much weight are we talking?
It was noticeable. It had to probably be somewhere between, if I was just gonna just spitball a number, somewhere between like 15 and 20. We'll go that route. And so, I understand that the happiest person would look in the mirror and simply see themselves and not give a crap about anything else. But a little part of me giggled as I left because she put on some weight. And I understand that going forward in life, you should be like, hey, everybody's going to be whatever they want to be. Let them do them, and you do you. I get that, and that is a better way to live, not care what people think and all of that. However, a little part of me was just like, and you made the wrong choice 2 years ago, and you ate too much after that. And so I'm bringing it to you, two of my very good friends, and today my co-hosts. Have you ever felt that way? Part one. And part two, I won't say, is it petty? I'll just say, how petty is it? Whoever would like to go first.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I guess it just would depend for me, like, how badly you screwed me over.
Okay.
And so, I'll kind of give you an example. So, we all in this room know that long-lasting relationship that I've been going back and forth with for, like, 10 years.
Yes, remember to stay straight up onto that microphone,
sorry,
please.
Okay, we'll call him the pharmacist.
Pharmacist, got it.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, now you're giving nicknames.
So, well,
we protect identities here at All of the Above Radio.
Can I call my exes the douchebags? We can number them.
Feel free. The pharmacist, go ahead.
So, you know, like, for years and years, like, it's just been one of those things.
And remember, we are FCC compliant.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just been one of those things that I've never, ever felt like I was, like, good enough for him. So, right now, he's in a position in his life where he has lost his license. He's having to do manual labor. He lives with his parents. And, I mean, it's just, like, poop balling on top of it.
Yes!
And I have to say that I don't really feel all that bad for him. And I have to kind of giggle.
But do you feel happy?
Just a little bit, because here's the thing.
Yes.
For all of those years, I thought I wasn't good enough for him. And the truth is, like, he's just totally not good enough for me. And it
there
took,
you
know, 10 years and a night in the gayborhood to really get over that. But
okay,
that's another story. But no, I am a little.
We got 2 hours.
I'm a little happy about the whole thing, because I'm like, you know what? You it's your decisions. It's the choices you made. It's the crappiness you were to people. So you know what? Karma's lovely, is all I'm saying.
There you go. So bad English, your turn.
I'm thinking of it from the other perspective.
Sure.
I'm mean to boys and I got fat, so. Is that because I'm mean to boys?
You know what? If we're going to piggyback what Jag said, that karma is a beautiful thing, I mean, maybe. I can't sit here and say that it is.
No, I think it's because she eats too many tacos. That's the problem.
You, ladies and gentlemen, Bad English has actually said on these very airwaves that what is it you said that you would?
I would give both of you up for tacos.
There you go. I mean, listen, we know where we stand. If nothing else, if there is a taco and there is a night out with friends, she's going to try to combine the two so that neither one feels bad.
Which is why she...
And if somebody had to feel bad, it wouldn't be the taco.
Which is why I think meanness has nothing to do with it. It's just all the tacos.
Fair enough. So, listen, ladies and gentlemen of the listening world, I understand that... I understand throughout the years I have been grizzled and hardened and jaded. I get that. I totally do. But every now and then... And I've gotten a lot better about it as the years have rolled on. Of just understanding, hey, as much as I dislike the phrase, it is what it is, and as much as I will do what I can never to say it other than in this form, I understand people are going to be what they want to be or what they choose to be or any of that, and there's very little you can personally do other than, you know, point them towards a better path. And you know what? As soon as this show is over and I walk out of here, that girl that I saw over the weekend that put on weight, she's going to fall out of my brain just as quickly as she was put back in. But goodness knows, in the 1.5-ish years or 2 years since I saw her, oh please, not even a blip on the radar. So it's one of those things that, hey, if it's right there, yeah, sure, think about it, okay. But other than that, you do what you need to do. Now, I do wonder this, just kind of as a side thought. I do wonder if she looked at me and said, huh, he looks good. Or, looks like he you know, Father Time's been good to him. Or any of those things. Or, because I don't want her to say, oh man, I made the wrong choice. Because, well, sorry honey, that window's closed. But, you know, you just wonder what the other side of it is. That is the curse of, the gift and the curse of the overthinker is that you do sometimes wonder the other side of it. More, this is all stuff for you guys in the room and you guys out there in the listening world to ponder. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. We are going to step away. We've got some music to play and we've got lots more conversation for you. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. This is All of the Above Radio. Stay there.
Are you trying to bring your new business to the foreground? Are you ready to take your product or service to the next level? Do you want to span the whole world in less than 60 seconds? Then it's time you started advertising on All of the Above Radio. We employ the best in writing, voice, and production talent. Your spot will be informative, professional, and memorable. And since we broadcast over the internet, you have the potential to reach more than just one market. This space is yours for the taking. For questions on ad rates and packages, email Hank Thorpe at alloftheaboveradio@gmail.com.
I'm
And we're here. Welcome back to All of the Above Radio, part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Hank Told You So. Hello, Jag.
Hello.
Hello, Bad English.
Hello.
So, we got done talking about tacos on the air and proceeded to talk primarily about food off the air. So I suppose this is kind of a seamless transition. So this is sort of a new development, and the two of you don't know about this. The people in the listening world, they know. So only because my sister recommended it, I went and saw this. They're called a naturopath. It's a person who has certifications and such, but they're not a doctor in the sense that they can prescribe medication. So they prescribe you supplements to get your body more naturally healthy, as opposed to sticking antibiotics in you and all that. And if it wasn't for my sister being so successful and feeling so much better, I would believe it's all a bunch of garbage. So here's where things get weird. So I feel so weird and hippie saying my naturopath, but this woman has suggested
you should.
Thank you. So the last time I was there, she suggested I avoid eating beef for a month. Okay, that's fine. I don't eat it much anyway. So this time around,
how is your life not ended?
So we're getting to that. And so this time around, I was just there last week, and this girl proceeds to tell me that I should avoid wheat for the next month. And I said, and how the hell am I going to do that? She says, well, you could go gluten-free. Has anybody in the listening world ever had a tortilla that is made of brown rice flour? It is possibly the most wet cardboard-tasting piece of apparatus to hold your food ever. And if you ever try to fold one, it's kind of like... So perfect example. So Bad English, picture the softest flour tortilla you ever had on a burrito. Mm. Now take that and just leave it out, possibly leave it outside in the sun for like 4 days. Just let it dry out and then try to fold it. You almost hear the breaking sound of like your femur in a car accident. That's what it sounds like when you break a brown rice flour or a brown rice tortilla. So I turn to my right. What would it take for the two of you, Jag and Bad English, what would it take for the two of you to give up the foods you enjoy the most?
A doctor telling me it was life or death.
Okay.
We actually talked about this yesterday, and that wouldn't even be enough for me.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I probably, if I absolutely had to, I don't think I'd have a problem going vegetarian just because you don't get pastas and I'll leave the meat and stuff out. But every once in a while, I want a really big fat cheeseburger or I want a steak. But I probably, if I had to, I probably could go vegetarian without a problem. Gluten-free? Hell no. Okay, I work with some people that are gluten-free. You can't eat anything.
Just the last week or so, I've looked at more labels. Cereal, hard to do. Breads, and when you go to the supermarket and you pick up a gluten-free bread is bad. A vegan bread?
No, I couldn't do vegan.
If you're trying to avoid egg white and
butter.
Wheat and butter, goodness.
Nope.
I kid you not, I picked up a loaf of vegan bread. I could have clubbed somebody.
Yes.
In the parking lot and jacked them for their Mercedes if I wanted to. It was so hard. Yes,
you can't even eat Jell-O.
Really?
Yes.
Crushed up bones.
Okay. So the dean of our law school, his daughter, she was 4, and she decided she was going to be a vegan or she was going to be vegetarian.
At age 4?
Yeah, because her dad is.
Oh.
And so it was funny.
So she didn't decide.
Here's the thing. She tells her mom, she says, Mom, you know, I've decided I'm not going to eat meat anymore. I'm going to go. I forgot if it was vegan or vegetarian. And she's like, honey, you're not a vegetarian. And she goes, well, why not? She goes, because chicken fingers are your favorite food.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, that girl is 10 and she hasn't eaten meat since she was 4.
Whoa.
And so they wanted, apparently she can't eat marshmallows either because. So, there's a place in Fort Worth, it's called Spiral Diner.
Yes.
That her dad picked her up. some marshmallows so she could have s'mores, and she was really excited. But yeah, she won't even eat Jello, and I'm like, why not just eat Jello? She goes, because apparently there's something in it, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, I had always heard that. I didn't know that was a true indeed statement.
Yep.
So, and this is actually, and this is something that's very cool. I've known Bad English and JAG for right around 7 years. It's getting to be a little closer to 8 than 7, but once upon a time, for my birthday actually, we used to do lunch at a Brazilian steakhouse.
Which I've been saying we need to pick that back up. Is all I'm saying.
So, and now that you're not, your head is not in the proverbial backside of studying for the Texas State Bar, we may be able to do that again. But once upon a time, every year for my birthday, we would congregate at a Brazilian steakhouse. And everybody out there, if you're listening, you know how it works. You sit down, and you've got the tab in front of you. It's green on one side, it's red on the other. You flip it over to red, you're done at the moment. You flip it to green, that gives the guy with the bolo tie or whatever permission to come over with the giant spit of meat and the knife. Pardon me, would you like to have some garlic picanha? Yes, I would. And you take your little bitty-sized tongs, you take the meat, and you go. And I always remember the conversation was awesome and the food was good, and if you ate at like 2:15, you really probably didn't need to eat until breakfast the next morning.
Next month.
That's usually how much we ate. Now, Bad English, I didn't know this, but you've actually had a birthday tradition that goes even longer back than that.
Yes.
Yeah, now go ahead and tell everybody out there about it.
Can we say names? You're avoiding the name of the Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Bring up a name, please.
Because I do Japanese steakhouse and go to Benihana's every year.
And so, and
eat all the food.
And you actually have, how many years have you been going?
I've gone every single year since I was 21.
And don't you have a picture every year?
I've lost a few. I have about 7 of them.
And so we started
lost some of them.
And we started going for mine right after we met.
So 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, so but we I've go twice, at least twice a year. And then we have that chef's 12, table. So
13 years. No, how old am I?
30 years. One.
That's, and by the way, that's very cool that you have that. And the picture to give you the kind of the memory, because I'm sure if you did have all the pictures, if you felt like taking the time to look through them, you would look to see kind of what friends have come and gone.
That's what's fun, all the different people, the different boys that I was dating.
So you let the boys you were with in on the tradition?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
whoever I'm with, they get to come that year. Maybe that's why some are missing. Maybe there were some exes that I was trying to...
Because I know a few of mine have you in them, Hank, and I mean all of them have Mary in them.
Yes,
came unless you had to work, and then that's usually what puts you out.
That is true.
It's fun watching my best friend because I've been friends with a friend of mine since we were 8.
Okay,
so she was there for the 21st birthday, all young and goofy. Now it's her and her husband and the 3 kids and all the pictures.
Watching life kind of take place at just kind of as a spectator. Hello, Emperor. Welcome to the party.
Henry.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay. And we're talking about food, one of your areas of expertise. Feel free to join.
That's a nice way to call me fat, but yeah.
I'm calling you experienced, not fat. Seasoned, perhaps.
Yeah,
so can I tell
it,
people,
man,
I've gained experience over the last few years?
Yes, we're gonna go with you haven't put on weight, you've gained experience.
Well,
there
I'm
we
in
go.
The process.
See, I like that.
That.
I like that.
There you go. Emperor, what you got for us, my good man?
So have you guys ever been? All right, so I'm mad new to this. I live near Koreatown in L.A. And I've always been walking by this place called Castle 2 Barbecue.
Okay.
And it was all you can eat Korean barbecue, and I was like, well, I gotta check that place out. And every time I would walk by there, I mean, there's a line out the door, especially during dinner time on weekends and whatnot. So, last Saturday or 2 Saturdays ago, whatever, I I'm just gonna go. And I went by myself. And I waited in line, like a half hour wait for a one top.
Okay.
And I got there, had no idea what to expect. I thought it was gonna be like, like a buffet. But
right.
What it is, so you get there and they lay out they have these little 6 little dishes with like green things on there, like glass noodles and cucumbers and some other stuff I forgot. There's 3 options. You can either get the A, A for it's like the A plan for $11.99, B for $15.99, or C for $19.99, and each list has, like, you know, it becomes more expensive. But sure. I was like, whatever, I'm gonna just try the A list, and the cheapest one, and you get like, you could, so they actually cook it right in front of you. There's a grill on the table.
I don't know how Korean barbecue works, but I mean that's how the likes of Benihana works, where it's a big hibachi grill and they cook it in front of you, and they just, and now with a place like Benihana, it's a big show. I don't know how Korean barbecue works. The Kingpin, he would be, if he was in studio, he'd be able to contribute, because his girlfriend Indomikin, she is, as the phrase goes, off the boat Korean. And so she actually does a lot of that type of food. I have not been to a place. I went to a Korean restaurant in a Korean neighborhood once over here in local DFW, and I remember I ordered something. I ordered some food item for like $12, and I got, I kid you not, like 13 plates of little types of food, and then I got my one entree, and I remember looking at the server. I was like, I didn't order all this. He says, oh no, all of that comes with it. And I was totally scared, because when the bill came, I was afraid it was going to be like $40. I thought these folks like swindled the poor black man. Just like, oh, we're going to get this guy. Watch this. And they were going to put like a $40 tab in front of me. But no, that's, I don't know if that, I don't know how their food costs aren't astronomical. But the fact is,
how are the Koreans not experienced?
And another good question. Thank you, Jag. How are the Koreans not experienced is the new phrase we're going to use for those of us who eat too much.
Well, the thing is, it's not like Benihana, because I went back just yesterday during the day when I was dead.
Okay.
And they asked me if it was my first time. I said, no. Basically, they just dropped off the meat the second time and expected me to cook it.
Oh. Okay, so basically,
and it's like each table, like, there's like four tops with like their own grill. Like, Benihana, I thought they have like a bigger table, but
yes, it's a table, and then the grill is behind the table, and they come out and cook it. You don't have the option. Now fondue places are somewhat similar; they give you the hot broth, and you put the beef in it. But so, I mean, that sounds like a similar experience, but on the French tip, I suppose.
Well, yeah, so I guess it's more on the fondue thing, like, because each table has the grill in the middle of it.
Yes, which is cool. Sounds like a liability, but it's a cool concept.
Right, yeah, but I mean, it was good. If you ever swim through, we gotta go, so I don't have to keep on going by myself and become more experienced.
You know, going to a food place by yourself, I've done it more times than I dare count. Once again, obviously, everything's better with friends or relationships or whatever. I mean, everything is
unless
better
they
with...
they try to eat off your plate.
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank
I'm kidding.
You.
I don't
this
sharing.
Thing is all you can eat, too, so I'll let it go.
Whatever, Hank, I always share with you.
Well,
I'm
no.
hungry. Y'all are killing me. I'm starving.
Emperor, stay on the line. We'll be right back, everybody. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected.
Torture. It's time to advertise your company, business, product, service. ThinkFishBowlRadio.com. The largest personality-driven internet radio network in the world. Operating 24-7 with over 100 diverse shows. Music, talk, news, inspirational, sports, entertainment. 750,000 listeners a month and growing. Local, national, global. Now is the time to take advantage of the growth potential of internet radio advertising with FishBowlRadio.com. Call 817-633-4880. And jump in.
This portion of All of the Above Radio is brought to you by Alberto Valenzuela or Farmers Insurance. For a free, no obligation auto, home, life, or commercial quote, call the Alberto Valenzuela Agency at 214-217-7685 or email us at avalenzuela2@farmersagent.com. And of course, se habla español.
This is gospel for the fallen ones, locked away in permanent slumber, assembling their philosophies from pieces of broken memories. Teeth and grinning tongues conspire against the odds.
Titus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while. Before annihilation.
Coming to you from the Red Room of the Fishbowl Radio Studios in Arlington, Texas, overlooking Cowboy Stadium and Rangers Ballpark in Arlington, a man that believes that good talk and good music go together like cold pizza and warm soda. He likes his beers dark and his women light. He's never going to give you up. He's never going to let you down. He's never going to run around and desert you, unless you're into that. Fishbowl Radio and Hank Thorpe present All of the Above Radio.
Hey!
Like we always do about this time.
And we're back. Welcome back to All of the Above Radio, part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. And don't forget to search All of the Above Radio on Pinterest. Far too many pictures of dudes in suits, but they're nice looking suits if I could afford them, and if I had the job. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected if the phone lines were not being taken up. The Emperor has decided to stay with us for a minute. We were just kind of picking up the idea of... We were covering the naturopath, and then we were talking about just all sorts of different things. So Bad English, you were saying real quick that you don't want to believe it, but you're in the midst of taking supplement shakes, and they are actually helping.
They are. I hate to admit it, though.
And me, a person who... A bigger percentage of my mind is riddled in logic and mathematics and statistics. That's part of the reason why. Emperor, by the way, is that you in the background? What is that noise?
What are you banging?
I was about to say, or are you banging right now?
Or who are you?
I'll put myself on mute. That's just the traffic.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot. You're walking down. You're walking down La Brea, I believe you said. Yeah. There you go. It was very like a weird metronome sound going on in the background. But Bad English, what you were saying was is that you've lost a quick 7 pounds thus far, thanks to the shakes, getting rid.
It could have been the I quit drinking Cokes too.
Either way, but the fact is you were saying that you don't take naps.
The shakes helped with the headaches.
Okay. Well, and it helped apparently make you look slightly better.
Delicious.
And it make you look slightly better in yoga pants is what you said.
Oh yeah.
Which, this is a real quick conversation.
That could be the working out too, though.
And Emperor, whenever you take yourself off mute, we will have you join back in. So,
I'm here.
So first and foremost, is this a true statement? I was told by a girl at my second job a couple of weeks ago. She said one of the biggest reasons women wear yoga pants is to hide the fact that they've put on weight. Because a lot of women actually participate in yoga or work out in them. But some of them, it's just when the jeans are getting a little too tight, on come the yoga pants. Is this a true story?
It's not that it hides the fact. It's that you can keep eating and your pants aren't biting into you.
I was just thinking
that's why I wear yoga pants.
I wear them because they're comfortable and I just stretchy. Don't like pants.
And you can keep eating.
Okay.
That's why I wear dresses. People think I want to look nice. No, I can eat more.
Okay. See, these are the cool things that you learn. These are the cool things you learn from females when you're close enough to them that they're just like, I can tell the secrets. The women's handbook, it doesn't really matter. So I need to do a little bit of a transition. And Emperor, while I got you here, I'm going to have you participate in on this. So the girls in the studio, they're already prepped for this, so they're probably going to be able to answer this pretty quickly. So we're getting just a few short days away from Christmas. First of all, has everybody done shopping yet?
I got one more left.
I haven't bought a single thing, and I don't plan on it.
Okay.
I got one left. I'm going to pick it up on the way in.
That's how Bad English rolls.
I'm giving my niece and nephew money.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
Okay, well, there you go. So this is one of those topics that's probably going to be treaded on every talk show and every radio show of every radio station. But you know what? I got my own show, so I'm doing it too. So I was just kind of curious. Everybody go around the room. I would love to know the worst Christmas present you can remember receiving. And I will go first so that you guys have a second to remember. So so once upon a time, you guys have heard me tell the story of the gal I once lived with back in Michigan. And she was a terrible gift giver. Terrible. She had fantastic intentions, but awful. So one thing she gave me was a back waxing kit.
What?
Now, to her credit, I hate hair. We're not talking about, like, I want everybody in the world to have alopecia. I'm not saying that. All I'm simply saying is that I don't care for hair on my own body. I'm not going to go waxing, but I would prefer to be not looking like a wolf. And if I do, I'd like it to at least be somewhat even. And so, her listening to this, she buys me a back waxing kit. So, we fire that. So, after I opened the present, I was like, okay. So, maybe 3-4 months later, fired up the microwave, put that hot sugar in the microwave, took out that little plastic putty knife, and she ran that hot sugar wax-ish down my back. I might have screamed, and then it was kind of like Steve Carell and the 40-Year-Old Virgin. But that wasn't the worst gift she ever got me.
Oh, my.
And once again, such a practical woman. This is in 2002-ish, back before cell phones were enormous, back when everybody still had a landline and you always got telemarketers. She had to have got this from one of those as seen on TV booths from Kohl's. She bought me a telezapper.
I don't even know what that is.
What a telezapper is, it's a little box that you hook up to your phone jack, and you hook your phone into the telezapper, and it sends out a beeping pulse that's supposed to disrupt the signal from telemarketers. So when they call you, it was supposed to send a signal that this is not a real phone number and they are not to call you ever again. Not only did the damn thing not work, but it was one of those things where you open up the box and you got to say, "What is this?" And then you got to fake the excitement of, "Well, no more telemarketers. My Christmas is complete." Now, I turn to the right. Whoever would like to go first?
We were talking about this the other day, and I can't honestly remember, like, a bad Christmas gift. I can remember a gift that I never got because the pharmacist gave it to his next-door neighbor so he could drive her Camaro.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So the pharmacist is the guy you dated once upon a time.
And so
he was going to give it to you, but he instead...
He gave my Christmas present to his next-door neighbor so he could drive her car.
Whoa.
As a thank you, or could he drive his car? Yeah.
So...
What was it? I don't know.
So what we have learned is we just got the confirmation that yes, you were better than him. let's just clear that one up. Now, Bad English, do you remember any bad gifts you've received?
I can't think of any, and it's actually kind of funny because Jessica
Jag. Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot your nickname.
You're good.
Liked to always joke around about how I might have had questionable taste in men.
Okay.
But I always got the best gift givers.
Okay.
Like, that's one thing the men I've dated could do well.
Yeah, I will say that when we lived together, I got the most awesome stuff. Like, well, we got a TV. One got us, like, this MP3 stereo. He got this,
like, I got stuff, and Jessica got it by proxy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
I've always been a fan of the men in that aspect.
Okay.
I haven't bought a single Apple product, but I have an iPad. I've had several iPhones. A MacBook.
Wow. Must be nice.
Must be doing something right.
I can't remember. I don't know if we need to leave that door open or shut.
Let's close it.
Emperor, while you're here, he's still with us and he's back. So, can you remember any bad gift you have received?
I feel bad saying this.
Okay.
It was from my former girlfriend Jessica's mother. It was like they were either water slippers or sandals or like snow sandals. There were some things I don't know what the hell they were, and I don't know where the hell they are. But I remember it took me
It took every ounce of my body not to, like, roll my eyes and say, what the hell are you thinking?
So, did they look like kind of like aqua socks, like the things we used to wear when we were, like, eight?
I mean, I never wore those, but I guess. I don't know. I don't even know what they are. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, like, where did she get the idea from, or, like, was it a re-gift? Like, it made no sense. It's not like I was talking to her about, like, how much I love swimming or, like, I love showering in public places. Like, I don't know what the heck it was about.
Okay.
Maybe that's a mother-in-law slash girlfriend, whatever you call it.
Right.
The mother of the girlfriend. Because you saying that reminds me, when I was engaged, my ex's mother used to buy me the oddest gifts. Like, stuff that... She would always buy me jackets or sweaters.
But okay.
They would be... Like, if you know me, I wear pretty conservative clothing. I wear black a lot, I wear gray a lot, and dark blue, like very dark colors. And she would always buy me things that, like, she bought me a purple sweatshirt with a hooded fur collar and a fur on the hood one time. Stuff that I would never, ever wear.
And so what happened to the clothing that she got you? Did it just sit in the back of the closet?
I would wear it over there every once in a while to be nice, like not when we were going anywhere else.
Kind of like that scene in A Christmas Story where Ralphie's got to put on the rabbit costume.
Yes.
Okay.
I still have the purple one. I took the fur off the hood because it's really soft, so I kept that sweatshirt.
Okay. So it's a half a win.
I wear it at the house.
You have a great story to tell about the crazy fiance, and you've got a purple sweatshirt.
There you go.
So Emperor, what you got going on for the next couple of days? Are you going to be able to get back east for Christmas?
For Christmas, dude.
I'm sorry, say again?
Orphan Christmas.
Orphan Christmas. Ugh. Now, you've got friends out there, though, right?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go down to Venice and hang out with my buddy there and drink myself silly or something.
That doesn't sound like a bad plan.
Say, I'm not feeling sorry for you right now.
I was about to say, Venice Beach, drinking, got the day off. I mean, you could have far worse Christmases, I suppose.
I don't know, 78 degrees out there, and I'm not hating at all.
Yeah, 78 degrees. Wait, 78 in December? I mean, I understand it's Los Angeles, but damn.
No, I mean, every time I walk outside, I'm just like, God bless
the
city.
Damn.
One thing I do kind of miss about Florida is the weather.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. So, you know what? Actually, I think we can... No, not yet. So... Just real quick, Emperor, let me ask you this, and I'll ask everybody in the room. So, is New Year's a big deal? I mean, I'll be working, so I don't have much to say about it, but what are we all doing for New Year's?
Amateur hour.
Amateur hour. Okay. Okay, so like St. Patrick's Day, like...
No, I feel like St. Patty's Day and Halloween are kind of for younger people, but I think New Year's, you can still get drunk and be an adult.
Okay.
I think he's referencing the fact that you get more people out drinking that aren't used to it.
I know, but when I think amateur, I think of those party holidays with a bunch of 20-year-olds trying to use their fake IDs to...
I think you're both right. I think there is... If you go to a good place, if you go to one of the high-dollar places where they do charge at the door or whatever, it can be a more adult experience. But yes, the bars are...
You can't afford those bars.
Yeah, really. Yeah. BS, you can't afford them. But yes, in terms of the 21-year-old, I mean, New Year's is usually on a weekday, and the bars are super duper full. So yes, in that way, it is most indeed amateur hour because you have far more people out than should be or are usually. I'll go ahead and give you that all day. As usual, I'll be at work. I'll be helping other people ring in the new year. With any luck, I'll find a day of my own to ring in the new year and you know, do it my own way and all of that. But Emperor, where are you going to be? You going to be just somewhere just kind of kicking it calm? And
there you go. I'm not sure yet. I'm just glad I made
that. Touché, sir. Well played. So life in LA is treating you good still?
I'm still here. Every day here is a good one. So as long as I don't have to endure another -7 degree with a winter, I'm fine.
There you go. There you go. That'll work. All right, Emperor, thank you for calling in. I will probably catch up to you on Thursday, but if I don't, I will say it now. A Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Likewise, Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. You have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
All right. My closest friend in the world, the Emperor, ladies and gentlemen. 78 degrees in December. I don't know if I could live in that climate, but I know I'm kind of jealous of it, looking out the window at this gloomy local Dallas day. I know that for a fact. As you can tell, everybody, the phone lines are open. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. Stay there, everybody. We got a little bit of time left. This is All of the Above Radio.
With Albert Valenzuela, the Valenzuela Agency of Farmers Insurance. Is it true that you give free quotes?
Very true. It's good to have apples to apples comparison. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pull out your current contract that you have with your provider and give me a call and let's do an apples to apples comparison. You'll see that there's a possibility that you can be saving some money. We do insurance from everything to your home, or if you want to move into an apartment and you need renter's insurance, we provide that, obviously, for your vehicles. And then if you want to secure your future and the future of your family, we can talk about life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, contact the Valenzuela Agency at 214-217-7685.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise guest. This is her second consecutive week calling in. She's also the sister of Harden B. She's part of the co-host rotation. Hello, Hailstorm.
Hello.
Yep. No, that works. Your phone sounds okay. And are you driving in from Abilene/Sweetwater?
I'm driving Abilene. Sweetwater is, 40 minutes away from
Okay, I'll tell you what. Your phone is actually a little bit jumpy. If you could try one more time. You doing okay?
It's actually just better because I had my Bluetooth in and it always sucks. So.
There you go. Okay, are we off Bluetooth now?
Yeah.
Okay. You've been given a lot of show material to work with. What would you like to chime in on?
Well, actually, the worst Christmas gift thing sounds kind of interesting, but it also kind of has to do with the whole opening of the show with Is It Petty?
Ooh, go right ahead.
Like, being here.
Pick
yeah,
one.
Okay. So my most recent ex always used to give me the worst Christmas gift. And, he most recently posted, well, his current girlfriend posted on Facebook about, like, how do you tell your boyfriend that you don't like the gift that he gives you? And, like, I smiled a little on the inside.
Okay.
Because it just made me happy knowing that at least it's, that he didn't know me. He's the crappy gift giver.
Okay. So you know what? Either A, I'm not wrong for smiling a little bit that I, as the song goes, somehow I stayed thin while the other guys got fat. It's a song, look it up. Or I just hang around with a bunch of petty people. Either way, I'm in good company no matter what. Now, it sounds like you kind of just molded them both together. So how long are you going to be in town? Are you coming to local DFW?
Yes, I am, and I'll be there until Saturday morning. I actually have to be back because I have friends in Abilene, and we're having Friendsmas on Saturday evening.
Apparently,
so I'm pretty excited about that.
Apparently, Friendsmas is a big thing. This is what happened. I guess I don't know what Friendsmas is, but I'm just assuming a whole bunch of friends get together and have Christmas. So, do you guys just hang out and eat and drink, or do you actually exchange presents too?
We're exchanging presents. We're all doing stockings for each other, so that's actually pretty cool. We're gonna have tons of stockings everywhere. But my friends are going to get, like, tube socks because I bought these really funny-looking tube socks, and I'm just shoving candy in all of them.
Okay, so let me actually extend this to the girls in the room, Jag and Bad English. So we're all in our 20s, some of us in our 30s. That are in vogue right now. So
we're all in our 30s.
Well, Hailstorm on the phone, she's in her 20s, so I give respect.
Bless you, child.
Ain't that the truth? So
hope.
What is it like? So, I'm a man, so this is my excuse. I don't give gifts. I'll like be like, hey man, you need a shot? I'll buy you dinner. Like, that's what men do for birthdays. We buy each other drinks or shots or lap dances. I don't do that anymore. That was years ago. But so what is it about? And pardon the rude phrase, but what is it about gals that you still give each other gifts well into your 20s and further on in life? Is it so? How does that work? I'm sort of so. One of the girls in the studio, please just chime in. Hailstorm, if you've got something, please chime in.
I like people to feel like they owe me.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. That was horrible. I'm just joking. That might be part of it,
though. That was awesome.
I think it depends. I know with girls, sometimes people that you're closest with, like you. I usually get stuff if I don't just randomly get it. Like, I'll get, if I see something and I think about that person.
Okay.
And I'm like, then I'll pick it up. I'm like, oh, this looks like so and so. And like, with perfect example with Mary, it's like she needed it. If not, no one was going to be able to talk to her anymore.
Okay.
And I was fine with that.
So bad. So you bought Bad English a brand new phone.
Yeah, but in her defense, like, mm-hmm. I don't think I've gotten her a gift in the last 3 years, and she got me like a hundred pair of boots for my birthday.
Like, we don't buy each other presents every year.
No, not okay. Every year.
Some years I've bought her presents and she hasn't. Yeah. Like, it's we just trade off. It really is that I see something and I'm like, that's so her. I need to get it for her.
Okay, so
she did get me a rock that told me she loved me.
Oh Lord! So
I do love her.
So Hailstorm, does this sound about right? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. There's a couple friends that, like, they're just getting candy because I have no idea what to get them. We haven't been friends very long, only like a couple months, so mm-hmm. I don't really know what to get them. And then there's, you know, Battle Cat, where I'm like, I'm trying to just get her one thing because
yes.
I see so many things that I'm like, oh my God, she would love that. I have to get that for her, but. Some of the other people, I'm just like, I have no idea what to get you. I hope you're not lactose intolerant because I'm getting you chocolate. So.
Yeah, I'd be screwed.
And I think it's a different situation, like in her place where you're having a Friendsmas, so it's kind of like people are kind of getting things as opposed to when you just have, like, you know, you don't really have a special occasion like that.
Okay, so I mean, if you're going to a party where people aren't going to be empty-handed, you better not be empty-handed.
I bring cookies.
Okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much exactly where I'm at too. Like,
I bring beer.
I've had every single one of them is like, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I was like, "A hug? Like, why are you getting me a gift?"
Gift cards.
I don't know. Hugs. Hugs are nice. I mean, hugs are inexpensive, and I mean, they're effort. But then again, I'm also cheap, so maybe that's why I'm just like, yeah, hugs. I love hugs. All right. Hailstorm, thank you for calling in. A safe drive into local DFW, and I would assume at some point I will catch you and your sister and everybody in the extended family. Merry Christmas if I don't catch you within the next 2 days.
Okay, well, I hope I get to see you, but if not, Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right, you have a good day.
You, too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, co-host Hailstorm calling in real quick. And see, I'm telling you, I understand I have issues. I understand I have problems.
I don't judge.
I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not the only one. Stay there, everybody. This is All of the Above Radio. And we're back. Welcome back to All of the Above Radio, part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Hank Told You So. Hello, Jag.
Hello.
Hello, Bad English.
Hello.
So, we haven't done this, I want to say, since early September when Rogue Leader and Red Fox were in the studio, but we're going to bring back homework. So, I had my co-hosts, especially Jag, who's in here for the first time. I've known her for years, but she's in here for the first time. This is what I do. I have my co-hosts compile questions for me, as opposed to me writing the show and coming up with show topics. So, who would like to go first?
I got one.
Bad English would like to go first, and pardon me while I...
No, this one isn't that bad. We're going to save the next one that's bad.
All right. Seatbelt is on.
So this one's just kind of a funny conversation.
Okay. So. Remember, straight into the microphone, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, what movie scene would you like to reenact?
Huh.
With any chick, if you're thinking that way. Okay. Not just necessarily the, you know, actress in the scene. But what is, like, a movie scene that you would have loved to experience in, like, real life rather than have watched in the movies?
And the movie and the scene takes place the exact same way,
yes,
but with me.
It's going to play out in the girl of your choice, you and the people of your choice. Maybe it's not a romantic scene, but it's you and the people of your choice, but the scene will play out in that way.
Or you with the person that's in the scene.
Yeah, it could be the celebrity as well.
You know what? See, this is fun because let me see if I can throw one or two of them. So, first and foremost,
light bulb.
So, first and foremost, let's just get the obvious one out in the open. Let's just get this out in the open. The first and foremost, the one that always comes to my mind is the award ceremony from Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. Effectively, the first Star Wars movie from the 70s. What happens after the Death Star is blown up is Han Solo... Okay. So Princess Leia is standing up at the top of the altar, and she's waiting, and Luke, Han Solo, and Chewbacca are walking down, and this beast mode trumpet is playing, and it's this beast level trumpet, and they're looking, and everybody and all of the soldiers are looking, and they're facing them, and when all the soldiers turn, as Han and Luke and Chewbacca are walking up the altar, they all turn and they all step with their left foot, and it just makes a sound. And so, this is actually, and you guys don't know this, this is actually how, I understand that this is not how it will happen, but in my perfect scenario, this is actually how my wedding would be. The bride...
Would you see Chewbacca at your wedding?
No, the bride would walk out first. She can have all the oohs and ahs she wants. She'll stand up there, and then the trumpet will come in, and then I will come down the altar like Han Solo, the Beast, with the trumpet blaring, and my two best groomsmen, we will come down, and there it is. So that's one scene that I would love to reenact.
Can I just tell everybody on air that you were flexing while you were telling that story? I think they need to know that.
Another one, and this one is slightly more indicative of me, the person that I actually am. Did you guys see Wedding Crashers?
Yes.
There is a scene in that movie. It's the scene where
the compilation of all the girls falling everywhere.
No. Now, if this was like 4 or 5 years ago, I would probably be like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Now, I'd just be really tired. One scene that I really enjoy in that movie is when, what's his name? Jeremy. Now, Vince Vaughn's character, he is my favorite character in that movie, and there is a scene in the movie where they have just been discovered as wedding crashers. They're not investment bankers. They're not venture capitalists or whatever they were supposed to be. They are... All they are is just two dudes that go after women. End of story. And so... There's a scene where... Vince Vaughn's character is looking at... Her name is Isla Fisher. She's Gloria, I want to say, in the movie. And... they've just had this, you know, this crazy sex-filled weekend, and he's afraid for his life, and he's scared of her because he thinks she's crazy and all of that, but he comes to the realization, and he just says, I'm not perfect, and neither are you, and I dig it.
I love that part.
And that moment right there, that is so much more realistic to me than any Ryan Gosling shirtless perfect moment of any movie. Now, I haven't seen The Notebook. I haven't seen Life is a House. I haven't seen a lot of these movies that are indicative of what a relationship could be. So I don't know. But what I know about me is that I'm damaged. I'm a mess. And I like when people that are a mess are given a little bit of equal time, and they're given a little bit of happiness too. And that scene, I'm just like, yes, that's how I would feel. That feels more realistic, because I lack the dedication. I'm not going to go gluten-free. I'm not going to spend 7 hours a day at the gym. I can't have Ryan Gosling's body. I can't have the scene like Crazy Stupid Love where he lifts Emma Stone up over like in Dirty Dancing. I can't do that. And I understand that this is kind of a fantasy question. I get that. But at the same time, there's too much reality in my head. I have too much of a clue of myself to be like, yeah, I want to have a scene like Dirty Dancing where nobody puts baby in a corner and it's...
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome for the two of you, because you'd be the two getting lifted up by the man with the nice arms.
Wait, you know what Mary's scene is, right?
So bad English.
What's my scene?
Twilight? What?
You want to reenact a scene from Twilight?
No, I completely rewrote the ending to that book I read it, because I thought it was so horrible.
Apparently that struck a chord. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm insulted. Just
kidding. We're going to step away real quick. I'm going to put my seatbelt back on, because apparently the next question is going to be a little tougher. Stay there, everybody.
Did you know that All the Above Radio accepts donations? Log on to fbrn.us and head to All the Above Radio bio page. You can donate via credit card or even PayPal. What's the greatest nation in the world? Donation! All the Above Radio thanks you for your support.
Thank you. of the moon. Pink eyes looking to the fruit of the ages. She's alone in the new pollution. She's alone in the new pollution. She's got a hand on the wheel of pain. She can talk to the mangling strangers. She can sleep with a fiery ball, throwing troubles to the dying embers. She's alone in the new pollution. She's alone in the new pollution.
Back to All of the Above Radio, part of the Fishbowl Radio Network, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. 214-717-4678 is how you get connected. So we picked it up off air, so we're going to get to theirs real quick. So, Jag, you first. You had a scene that you wouldn't mind reenacting.
Yeah, and like as I said, I feel like there's other ones like the.
Of course there is. I mean, if you have the time to think about it.
It's that one in that the one of the Fast and Furious is when Vin Diesel.
It's the first one.
Picks up, what's her name or whatever. I mean, it's just in the garage and it's the whole band in this garage lifting muscles everywhere. I'm
mm-hmm.
like,
and there was the hard rock music playing, and it was the montage scene. Okay. It's where Paul Walker's character, may he rest in peace, they're about to do the raid on Johnny Tran's house, and then Dominic Toretta, that's his character.
Yeah.
He picks up Letty just like under her ass and picks her up and just drops her.
She's got a great ass too, so I mean it just.
Yes, and drops her onto the chair, and they get all, and he starts to motorboat, and it's one of those kind of scenes. Now, Bad English, you also had one, and it's not Twilight. let us make that abundantly clear, apparently. So, go ahead.
I did say a movie, but there's actually not a single thing, a scene I could think of from that movie. I know what I'd want to reenact.
Okay.
I'd want to be Gizmo in the scene of Gremlins where he's in the little Barbie car. You know, at the end of Gremlins, and he's about to save the day, and he's driving through the department store in the Barbie car. That'd be awesome.
That's great. Okay. So, apparently we're going to get a little more serious now. So, the other question that you guys are going to ask, who's taking this one?
Okay, I'm going to ask it. Now,
that's Jag.
We should both say that we want a straight answer. No BS.
Uh-huh.
No sugarcoating. We can take it.
Do I need to tell people to put on earmuffs?
No, it's just a very
no,
single
we
question.
Can take it, though.
We can take it.
Okay.
Okay. Why are we single?
The two of us.
Both of us.
We're both intelligent.
Yes.
We have good jobs.
Mm-hmm. We're not ugly.
We're not unfortunate looking.
No.
We have a little experience.
Although we talk a lot about eating, we're really not like 300 pounds.
No. Yeah, no. Neither of them are.
So, why are we single?
Okay. Well.
Dr. Phyllis.
Yeah.
You know what? And because, okay. This is the cool thing about being friends with you guys. So this is how I bring it to about me, then I'm going to make it about them. So the people in my life, the people that I'm close to, are all some reflection of my personality and the things I see in myself. And Jag and Bad English are no different, each in their own way. Jag, one issue I've always had with you is that you don't see the value in yourself. And that's an issue I personally have, and that's an issue I have seen in you, is I have heard you talk about the men you have frequented,
which is why the revelation with the pharmacist was so big for me. The fact that it's not that I'm not good enough for him, it's he's not good enough for me. That's
yes.
a big deal for me.
And this is actually something I'm going to talk about really deeply the next time around, the next show I do, is that just how hard it is to train your mind away from routine, to take yourself away from what you are used to, because you don't particularly know anything else, and it doesn't require nearly as much work to do what you've already done because you know how to do it. But it's very tough, and I mean, just for a few quick seconds, I will get into that. If there's one issue I have, among so many others, is that for so many years I have been single or have lived somewhat in a solo manner, so I'm used to being solo. And it is a very strange thing to remind yourself, don't just think about yourself, it's not just you, you don't have to go it alone, especially if somebody wants to spend the time with you and is worth your time. That's a tough one because, you know, when you've been solo, when you've been doing your own thing for a long time and you're used to, you know, being in a bad mood or sitting at home drinking a beer or whatever it is you would do by yourself, you have to train yourself out of that, because just because it's not what you're used to doesn't mean it can't be good or better. So, yes, it's very easy to stay in the spot that you're in because it's comfortable, but to see the value in yourself and to actually go after that, and it's work. It's continuous work to actually remind yourself of the value, to speak of yourself positively. It's very tough, and it can't happen overnight. But Jag, that is the first thing I would say to you, is you are not seeing the value in yourself, so that obviously, you're only going to find equal value in those you search in those you search out.
And then I have the opposite problem. I see way too much value.
I wasn't going to go that route with you, Bad English.
No,
but
it's true. I have a huge ego. We can go there.
I like where you're going. No, actually, and this is why you and me. This is part of what I see in you.
Oh gosh.
Is a little part of me is straight up so jaded that I'm a little bit dead on the inside. If your body was proverbially made up of you know, 237 million nerve endings, there's probably like 3 or 4 million of them that are just straight up dead. They've just been burned off and cauterized like I had a bloody nose too many times and somebody just took a blowtorch to it and said, screw it. That's because there are a lot of times in my life where things should have affected you and you're just like, oh, yeah, okay. I guess I'm supposed to feel bad now, or I'm supposed to be excited about that, but you're just not. And there are moments where you look and you say,
wait, are you saying I'm not excited about stuff for you?
No. I'm talking about me, and this is something I kind of feel.
Me and me. Okay,
yes.
I can see that.
Yes, but then there are other moments where you have no idea why, but the smallest thing is just like, that's awesome, or that's stupid.
Tacos.
Thank you. Like tacos, for example.
Y'all have never had really good tacos, apparently.
So, that is the, because, and bad English, we don't have much time left, but one of the things you were telling me about with the guy you're sort of dating is you keep saying over and over again, I really should like him.
I do like him.
But it's one of those things
but
where...
But I'm dead on the inside.
Thank you. And
once... No, you know what I figured out?
Go ahead.
And this is for real. Like, okay, Jag has always joked around about how I'm the dude.
Okay.
Like, I'm a dude.
Sure.
And you know what it is?
Go ahead.
I'm a dude. Like, all the stereotypical stuff mm-hmm. that men do and that drive women insane,
okay.
I do to men.
Okay.
And some of it is we did this personality thing at work,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, different types of personality and blah, blah, blah. And I fell into the group that's the minority, and it's the logically minded people.
Okay.
Like, we don't make decisions based on emotion. When we get into fights, we're like, I just don't want to talk to you for a while. I'll get over it, because I know logically I can't hate you forever.
Sure.
Just give me some time. And I do that, and it pushes people away because they think I'm dead on the inside. Which I'm fine with, because y'all know I'm not dead on the inside.
Which is why I always say she's the man in this relationship and I am the woman.
Now let me just make abundantly clear. They are not actually...
No.
They don't actually scissor. They are not bumping donuts. They are they are not in an actual relationship. They're in one of
we
those...
We are in a relationship.
They're in a friendship in which they love each other and care about each other. But this is not...
And are going to buy a house together.
This is not a my best friend's... You're not helping me. This is not a best friend's wedding situation where... After age like 40, they're going to...
We have.
I give up. So apparently they are lesbians together, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, they're not. They're not?
We're not.
We're not.
They at some point want to share...
We're just like goading people.
Yeah, right.
Well, we just like... You were saying, you know, there's stuff that you do at home, but you could do it with someone else.
Yes.
And I can do everything with Jag.
There you go. And see, that is what I'm talking about with the... With the repetition, with the regularity, with those habits... How tough would it be if a man wanted to come into your life and take some of the fun that you and Jag have? How resistant would you be to that?
I might shank him.
There's no room in the bed.
This is what I'm...
And that's not a sexual reference. Sometimes I go to Jessica's house and we just take a nap.
This is what I'm saying.
And there's just no room in the bed.
It's not easy. It is not... Everything you were... helps shape everything you are, and it's up to you to take all of those and figure out what you're going to be. Ladies and gentlemen of the listening world.
Cat ladies. I want dogs, though.
Me too.
Okay, good.
And yet they agree on something else. With the short time I have left. I wish this was a 3-hour show.
I do too. This is so fun.
Archangel Unlimited is a good show, and I have all the respect in the world for them, but son of a bitch, I want my 3rd hour back. I look to my right. I say thank you to you, Bad English.
Thank you.
I look to you, Jack. I say welcome and thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen in the listening world, by the time I talk to you, Christmas will have been done. I believe Kwanzaa will have already been done. Festivus is all year round. Let's not kid ourselves. And so to every last one of you, I say thank you for listening. I hope you have had a great time as usual. Thank you to Harden B. Thank you to the Emperor. Thank you to Hailstorm. Thank you to my gals in the studio. Just thank you to every last one of you, and thank you to the new people that are on the Facebook page, .com/allofthe above radio. Hope everybody has a great holiday season. Please do not stress yourself out shopping. If the people really care about you, they won't freak out if you don't get them something, or get them something good, or both. You can always make it up later, you know? Christmas shouldn't be about caring about somebody for one day. Care about your fellow man or your relationship every day, and you'll be all right. With that being said, Merry New Year. Festivus for the rest of us. We'll do this again next week, and the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that. May there be a next time. I say till next time. Off we go.
This has been All of the Above Radio. Always opinionated, rarely conventional, never stereotypical. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central every Tuesday on the Fishbowl Radio Network. The best in alternative and indie music and an even better story to tell. For any questions about the show, log on to www.facebook.com/allofthe above radio. You can also follow All of the Above Radio on Twitter @HankToldYouSo. Let your humble host, Hank Thorpe, guide you home tonight and every Tuesday.
Tuesday night, with the show replayed just after 1 a.m. Central. You can also find today's show and all of Hank's favorite shows 24/7 on alloftheaboveradio.podomatic.com. Thank you for listening. May there be a next time. This is the Emperor saying, till next time.
Thrivemate.le-vel.com.
Lose weight in record time. Have amazing energy. Plus add cash to your bank account. Wow! Thrive is the mind-blowing product that changes lives every day, helping with weight loss, fatigue, appetite suppression, sleep management, and depression. Not only can Thrive change your life, it can also change your pockets, leading to a happy, healthier, fun life. Thrive users get the health benefits. Well, Thrive promoters get both a healthier lifestyle and incentives like a free iPad mini within 2 weeks, cash bonuses, and auto bonuses. Imagine you could be driving a BMW, Lexus, Mercedes, or Cadillac. It's your choice. For more info on how to become a Thrive promoter or user and live a happy, healthier, fun life, go to
thrivemade.le-vel.com
or call 214-218-4936. Start the journey to helping yourself or others today. Go to
thrivemade.le-vel.com.
Call 214-218-4936 or log on to thrivemade.le-vel.com and live a happy, healthier, fun life.
Chris of Cap Photography here. With the holidays just around the corner, memories are bound to be made. Now is the time to schedule your photo session and let Cap Photography capture the fun, laughs, and smiles to be remembered for years to come. Specializing in wedding photography, pets, family portraits, in and outside of the studio. Just mention the word fishbowl and receive a discount. Call 918-257-2267. Again, that's 918-257-2267. And don't wait, it's always an adventure at Cabs Photography.
Hi, my name's Kelly. Do you ever feel out of control? I used to, till I hired Peggy Burdick to help get rid of the stress over my money issues. Go to our site, thefinancialwhisperer.com. That's thefinancialwhisperer.com, and sign up for her newsletter. Download her free ebook and check out her 30-minute free session. By the way, she's not a financial planner by any means. In fact, money's never even going to be brought up. In your first session, you'll see her expert ability to identify the real reasons you feel financial stress. TheFinancialWhisperer.com. She will be the last person you need to go to for help in sorting out your stressful life.
When it's time to advertise your company, business, product, service, think FishbowlRadio.com. The largest personality-driven internet radio network in the world, operating 24/7. With over 100 diverse shows, music, talk, news, inspirational, sports, entertainment, 750,000 listeners a month and growing, local, national, global. Now is the time to take advantage of the growth potential of internet radio advertising with Fishbowl.